We're preparing for another weekend of storm action. It follows two weekends of hail back in October. And this weekend, we could be affected again across the Gold Coast, Brisbane, the Darling Downs and the Sunshine Coast. Jonathan Howie from the Weather Bureau says there's a chance of more hail, heavy rain and damaging winds, with the wet weather sticking around from Friday.
And then Saturday looks to be the stormiest day of the outlook. We can expect to see pretty widespread activity. We could even see some severe thunderstorms pushing across the southeast of the state.
The third international data subsea cable to be connected to the east coast of Australia has come ashore at Maroochydore. The Tabua high-capacity cable will provide the fastest data connection to Asia and second fastest to the west coast of the USA and unlock new opportunities in tech, data centres and smart city development. It'll be supported by NextDC's SE1 data centre and the SE2 data centre, which is currently under construction in the Maroochydore city centre. A Queensland influencer's quest for content has cost her $830. That's how much she was fined after posting a video of herself lighting a small fire up on Garry Island. The Red Dirt Diary vlogger was handed the penalty last month, along with a warning for using a drone to film in a restricted area above a camping ground. And the best town in Australia is just a short car trip or even walk away for some. Noosa has been crowned the best of the best towns in the nation in the latest Australian Travellers 2025 Reader's Choice Awards. It beat the likes of Byron Bay, Mudgee, Port Douglas and Margaret River. Voters enjoying its shopping and dining scene, coastal walks and relaxed vibe.